This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roles O'Conee Historical Society. Today, I'll read from Pioneers, O Pioneers, a book published by the Roles O'Conee Historical Society and the World Bicentennial Committee. This story of Anton Hodick of Poplar Grove Township appears on page 104. Anton Hodick came to Roles O'Conee in March of 1901, one of the first settlers in Poplar Grove Township. It was not until 1902 or 1903 that the township was organized. Among those present at the organizational meeting were Anton Hodick, W.F. Knapper, Anton Homolka, Ole Lang, Martin Gullickson, and others. After the township was organized, these men and other, quote, squatters were given homestead rights. At that time, according to Mr. Hodick, this area was nothing but timber and bog, with water in every low place, and in summer, the air was teeming with mosquitoes and bullflies. In 1902, the settlers got a mail route, bringing the mail from Breeze to Homolka. When the railroad came through, mail was brought from Middle River, and later from Strathcona to the Benwood Post Office. Most of the settlers made only two or three trips to town each year. The men who had to seek work in North Dakota had many adventures along the way. Once, three of them, Anton Hodick, Frank Hausner, and Jay Krall, started out for North Dakota in March. At one place, they had to build a raft to try to float down the river. However, as they were pulling themselves along, Frank Hausner fell in, and in helping him out of the water, they all got wet. They did manage to get shelter for the night, sleeping on the floor of a store. They were all penniless, so they had to beg for meals and lodging along the way. When they got to the Red River, they found no bridge, but there was a ferry. But there was too much ice for the ferry boat to make it across. There was nothing for them to do but to cross on the ice floes. Since Anton Hodick was a single man and had no dependents, he was elected to go first. He then had to return halfway again before the others would try it. Anton finally reached Piesack, North Dakota, and worked 8 months for $135. On his return trip in the fall, he was overtaken by a blizzard. When his clothes and skin were caked with ice, he was allowed to stop in at a farmhouse long enough to thaw out his clothes and warm up. But the farm people would not let him spend the night there, nor would they let him sleep in the barn, for fear he would smoke and start a fire. He hiked away in the blizzard and finally got a ride. When he again sought a warm place to sleep, the man of the house gave him a sheepskin and directed him to an old granary, where he was to spend the night. However, the building was broken down and the sheepskin too small to cover him, so that his clothes froze stiff. As soon as he could see, he started walking again and finally made it safely home. Anton Hodick says he has forgotten much about conditions in the early days, but he could never forget this trip. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.